I know, man. It takes a while. It takes a while to get into the music there.
That's all right.
It's snowing. What does anybody care? You're listening to Devil Radio outside the Pizza Box, and I'm going straight to Martina right after the break, and hopefully we got a better connection. It might have been the snow.
No.
There
no,
we go.
It's not the snow. It's not the snow. The snow has special message. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man.
All right. Every little snowflake is a love letter from God.
And they're all unique.
And I'll tell you the backstory of that next. But first of all, I got to tell you, yesterday I got taken for an outing. I don't get out much because of the COVID and my disability, et cetera, et cetera. So yesterday, Carol took me to the doctor, got a thing there. And then, as a treat, I got to stop at St. Vinny's in Verona. And I bought a game called Lie, Cheat, and Steal. And it is so much fun. It's the game of politics as it's played in our day and age. And you can, oh, it's fun. It's like Monopoly, except you got politicians, and you can bribe them, and you can give them black eyes, and you can give them feathers in their cap. And it's a lot of fun to play. Anyhow, so we might as well find out how they do what they do and beat them at it, huh?
Yes, yes, play the board games. It's just like, you know, I keep telling people Putin is basically playing, you know, Castle Risk, Martina.
Tell me about it. Hey, but about snowflakes, okay? In 1979, I was coughing too much, and I realized that I had to quit smoking. And I just asked, Lord, I just asked, I need your help. I can't do this by myself. It was the toughest thing I ever did. But he sent a snowstorm, and that snowstorm just purified my world. I got out there, and I breathed that clean air, and I thought, no, I don't want to put that crap in my lungs again. And so my friend Art had said about cross-country skiing, so I went over and rented some cross-country skis and fell in love with the snow. And since then, ever since then, my very favorite thing in the world to do is cross-country skiing. It's a marvelous, marvelous thing. And every little snowflake says, God loves you.
Do you hear those snowflakes in the background?
That's my cell phone that doesn't work, not working.
Sounds like it's working to me.
It's a cricket. I'd like to tie it in a knot and have it emulate a football so I can drop kick it through the window.
Well, thanks for calling. And, oh, by the way, don't step on any real crickets. I like those guys, and they hardly hear them anymore. But you reminded me.
Martina's the best. Come
Martina,
on.
You reminded me of the Scottiopoly, which is Monopoly with all this stuff that happened. And we're playing. We're like, I was there that time. Well, of course, I was there at everything that's on this board. But let's play. You know, unbelievable stuff on there. And then the other game that I used to play is the Trump real estate game, which is all about shystering and stealing property out from underneath each other as you're playing the game.
Wow.
Could it be more real? You're right, Martina. This is like, you want to look into the future? Just go buy and lie, cheat, and steal. I think I'm going to get into that.
That's a great find, right?
Man, hey, man, we got Mark in the sack.
Yeah,
we'll let him chime in. What's happening?
Yeah, it's really, when you say Scotty Walker, I always think Scotty Wanker is Scoot and Dom, like to call him.
Well, I got some other words for that clown, but hey, you know, clown is good. I see him as a clown, you know, with a one eye higher than the other. Coo, coo, coo. Go ahead.
Oh, no, he's like, if he's a clown, he's like the clown from It.
That's, yeah, well, his eyes are messed up too, man. So are his teeth.
But, I mean, CJ comes in and he complains all the time and he talks about, you know, how horribly he's treated and all this. You guys bring him on the air, let him on the air all the time. He always gets to call in.
Oh, yeah. You know how much time do I give that guy? He must not be listening to my show. He gets like 10 seconds.
Well, you're more patient in the past. And then, you know, CJ has his own set of alternative facts. Don't match up with
well, yeah,
truth.
But you know what? Hey, everybody complains about him and just makes him listen more. There's been a couple times, Mark, where I'm like, you know, and thanks for calling, because, you know, hey, maybe he'll call in today and I can beat the crap out of him. and talk to him about ethics and morals and family values, which the Republicans don't have any. So if he's supporting them, Mark, that means I'm just calling him what he actually is, right? So I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't, it's not like Pizza Box Mike gives him a whole, am I right, Jason? I mean, don't I usually, you know, talk over the top of him and then go, oh, okay, that's it. You know, made it like 8 seconds. First, I ask him a question that he never answers.
Exactly. That's the part that drives me crazy. You ask him a question, then he doesn't answer it, and you're like, okay, well, this is, we're not going to have a conversation here. Okay, bye-bye.
Or he offhandedly answers as well, yeah, I agree with that, but I'm still going to vote Republicans who don't agree with that. You know, that makes you one of them, Nazi boy.
You wrangle him. you wrangle him pretty good.
Look, no, I don't. I'm not going to let, you know, there's another guy that sent me a message on Facebook and said, well, you know, last time I called, you yelled at me. I said, okay, I promise I won't yell at you. Then he says something again on Facebook, and I said, okay, now I'm going to yell at you. I mean, on Facebook. I don't have time for all that. I try to tell people I'm not getting smarter. The world's getting dumber. But I do have some wisdom from repeatedly making mistakes throughout my life. From even when I was a kid, you know, going after little baby rabbits and cutting my head on the fence and not even knowing it, I just got the baby rabbit, man. I'm like 3 years old. And I do remember a little bit about it because they were like, oh, no, you know, and then I touched my head and saw the blood. And, oh, of course, you know, 3 years old, I was freaking out. So was the baby rabbit. And speaking of rabbits, I have some friends in our yard. I've been feeding them. I fed them through the winter, pouring out rabbit pellets of all things. Yeah, alfalfa pellets and little fruit chunks and all this other stuff. And but you know what? They'll eat sunflowers too. They're pounding them down by the bird feeders. Pretty much the only thing you got to put out most of the time is sunflowers. Everything eats those. Not many worms for the robins. And here we go again, man. It's like climate change. Yeah, I get it. You know, only in Wisconsin. No, not only here. Pretty much everywhere. And it's like the frequency that it happens. It's like, okay, we're never at normal. We're always either above or below. Or we're getting more rain in a certain season or snow in a certain season than we should be getting it. Oh, man. Hey, man, this is the year we got to plant some trees to help fight climate change because they're just disappearing. And we'll talk more when we get back, man. Heartbreak.